We're going to talk about John Tory. We're going to talk about noise in the city and some of the comments that John Tory said in regard to this. Now, I live right downtown. I live on a corner of a very busy street, and then a slightly less busy street because it's a one-way. But I get traffic going west on the one-way street and then north and south. Now, I don't live right on the corner. It's a big building, and I live a little further up and in a sort of in the middle of the building. But, you know, we hear honking and cars idling, and the worst in the summer is when cars are playing music inside at the volume that you would require for a nightclub, and they stop at the stoplight, and they're there for the 30 or 40 seconds, whatever it is, and it fills our place with music. So I am no stranger to living downtown and the noise that comes with it. But I knew that when I moved in, and I knew what it would be like. I had lived in the area before, and frankly, now I'm used to it. It's like if you live along Queen Street somewhere, you get used to the sound of the streetcar chugging by all the time. It's just part of life down here. John Tory wants to end the city, wants to do something about this, wants to start finding people that like to rev their engines and all that kind of thing. But John had some kind of fairly controversial, I don't know if they're controversial, but remarks that sort of surprised me to hear them spilling out of John's mouth, because he is always so well-spoken, as you know, if you listen to his show here for many years or listen to his speeches. And he said something that I think was meant to be a joke, but a lot of people are talking about today. So we will get to that shortly. As always, I'd love to hear from you. Call me and we will chat one-on-one in person at 416-872-1010, or you can text me at 71010. And, you know, this is what we're going to talk about. John Tory suggests that men who drive loudly are compensating for something. There's a dot, dot, dot there. I'm not going to fill in any more blanks than that. I'm just going to let you figure out what he means by that.
The thing they have no understanding and no patience for, and I tend to agree with them, is noise that is caused by vehicles, especially people who are deliberately revving their engines and otherwise modifying their equipment to create an excessive level of noise that is disrupting the lives of people who live in the city, that is completely unnecessary, and that we have to try to come to grips with. My wife has explained this many times to me as being simply an outcropping of the inadequacies that certain people feel, mostly men who drive these cars around. I will go no further than that.
The Nightside is on with special guest host Richard Krause on News Talk 1010.
That was the sound of John Tory talking about the kind of people he thinks are making a lot of noise in the city, the kind of people that like to get their motors running, rev their engines, you know, honk their horns, all of that kind of stuff. And there's going to be fines. There's going to be consequences for doing this. And, you know, it's going to be $155 per offense. So anyone caught sort of, you know, what it says here in the article I'm reading from BlogTO, acting a fool in their cars during the blitz period will face fines up to $155 per offense. And, you know, John also goes on to say that, you know, he understands that the city is never going to be Algonquin Park. It's not going to be silent here. Nobody expects it to be silent. As I was saying just before we went to traffic, I live right downtown. I live on a corner right downtown, and that means that there are cars stopped there going west and then going north and south at the corner where my building is. I'm not right on the corner. My condo is a little bit, you know, in to the middle of the building, more than that, but I still hear them. And so I understand you live in a city, and this is what you get. Someone from Oshawa writes in about the noise in the city. You know, we have complaints about the Amber Alert waking people up, ambulances, fire trucks, police cars, and just regular noises. It's the sound of the city, and I'm pretty sure that the mayor was joking. Dot, dot, dot. That's an old joke. And this would be the sort of general sentiment on the board here is someone else from Ontario writes in, whoop-de-doo. He just said a joke that everyone knows. And then someone else wrote in, that would be Jerry Agar. Not sure what that means. But I'm happy to hear from you, Brooklyn, Ontario. What we want to know from you, and you can call me at 416-872-1010 or text me at 71010. Do you know someone, let's just play off this old joke a little bit, do you know someone who overcompensates for something based on something that they own? Do we think it's a gender thing? Does this cross any kind of line? According to the text board, 71010, people don't seem so far to think that it crosses any kind of line. I haven't heard from you, but I would like to know if, you know, you think it crosses a line. I don't think it does. I just think it's kind of a funny thing for John to say. Is it a gender thing, though? That's something that's interesting. And do you know someone who overcompensates for something based on something that they own? On the text board here, someone from Ontario writes in, back in the early 1970s, I was playing music on my 8-track in my car, and I got a $28 ticket for unnecessary noise. Remember 8-tracks? Remember you'd be in the middle of a song, and it would go click, click, and then fade out, and then it would come and sort of fade in if the song was too long for the tracks? That was not an optimum way to listen to music in your car. So what do we think? What do we think? Is John making unnecessary assumptions about people, or you know, is it just kind of a funny thing? We have Shereed on the line. Hi, how are you? Welcome to the Night Side.
I'm okay. I have a question. What about if your car is naturally loud from the dealer?
Well, then you're looking, if you can afford a naturally loud car, it looks here like it says you have a 450 Ferrari.
458.
Pardon me?
It's a 458 Ferrari. It's a naturally loud car.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe start getting ready for those $155 fines. I mean, it's going to be a blitz period. You know, and what kind of, like, does it rev? Does it, like, what's loud about it?
It's the naturally loud car. It idles at a high RPM.
Right. So it, like, purrs really loudly.
To step on it and it's just naturally loud.
Right. Well, I mean, this seems to be the kind of thing. Now, you know, maybe you go to court and you fight that because you say, look, this is, you know, what the car is like. Officials are going to, it says, and Shereed, thank you for your call. Officials are going to take particular aim at people who blast music from their vehicles, rev their motorcycles, honk their horns ad nauseum, have booming mufflers, or participate in stunt driving, according to police. So around Yorkville, apparently, there's been a lot of stunt driving in light of a recent wave of complaints. They're really going to look into that. Someone from Kitchener-Waterloo writes in, those things that make your exhaust sound like a trumpet need to go. Those are so annoyingly loud, and we're getting lots of text here. Text me at 71010, or you can call me at 416-872-1010. Somebody else here writes, let me just isolate it here, from Ontario. I love the idea of fines. Some cars with the bass in the music system, I hear, and I live on the 15th floor, and I know exactly what that means. And I often wonder how much fun that is to be inside that car. I've never really submitted myself to that. I like loud music. I'll go see a band that's loud. I will so occasionally play music loud at the house. But man, when you hear those cars that are reverberating with the bass inside the car to the point where the outside is shaking, I just wonder how much fun is that really? Someone from Brampton writes in, if your caller actually owns a Ferrari, he doesn't need to worry about that. They're going to go after those kids that put what sound like pop cans on their mufflers. If your car is just naturally loud, it's stock, and they can't find you for that. If you do, you can fight them in court. I love the idea of fines. Someone else writes in here, those things that make your exhaust sound like a trumpet. I've read that one. There's a lot of reaction here. Footloose, watch the movie. Tori is that annoying mayor that's trying to ban music. Well, it's not music, but I take your point. Hi, we have Tom. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. Welcome to the Night Side. So, tell me, what's your thought on this?
I have a loud car with a loud exhaust, and if you drive it around mellow, I've driven past police all the time, and if you drive your car mellow, they won't bother you. It's only when you rev it up and hammer it down the road that the police will be like, no, pull them over. and give them a ticket.
Yep, and I mean, I get it. As I said earlier, I live downtown. I knew what I was moving into. I'm not complaining about the noise, but I sometimes wonder what's the deal with just like letting it rip like that.
Yeah, people rev them up.
Yeah,
people rev their cars up, and they want attention. And the police got you got their attention.
Tom, so there you go. Thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. Someone from Kitchener-Waterloo writes in, I'm thinking all Harley owners are compensating and should be fined for waking me in the morning. That's Jack from Kitchener, and he says, sent with a loud effect. And that might be directed at Jerry, because I think that he drives a Harley. Perhaps he can call in if he's listening. Hi, Kevin. How are you? Welcome to the Nightside.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Hi. I own a car. It's an old vintage car, and I've been around vehicles all my life, and most of these vehicles that are making excessive noises, they don't have mufflers. They're what is known as straight pipe. They bypass the muffler to get flow, which creates a very loud sound. If you own a car and you buy a performance muffler, as long as it's in good condition, you got nothing to worry about.
Right.
It's going to pass. If these guys that have either drilled out the mufflers or bypassed the mufflers that I think they're going to target.
Right. I think you're probably right. Kevin, thanks for the call. And someone on the text board corrects me. Jerry has a Honda. So Jerry's going to be just fine.